Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we've got four sets of rapidly rotating records based on some of what we played last week, and we'll listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, in connection with Ray Henderson's birthday, I played Bam Bam Bammy Shore by Ted Lewis. So I thought I'd play some rapidly rotating records about some other shores, beginning with Ben Burney and All the Lads.
Thank you. shores of Avalon. While we were strolling on, the moon was bright above. How fair she seemed, there in the moonlight's gleam, just like a tropic dream, that golden night of love. I saw love's sweet romance, in her glance could I resist, and in her loving arms I found charms I've always missed. And when I kissed her then, I knew my heart was gone. While we were strolling on the shores of Avalon. Thank you.
Lou Gold and his orchestra as the Wigwam Dance Orchestra, September 18, 1925, and I Left Her on the Shores of Minnetonka, written by Robert Levinson and Abe Ullman. That's not to be confused with Shores of Minnetonka, written in 1921 by Gus Kahn and Percy Wenrick, or with By the Waters of the Minnetonka, written in 1914 by J.M. Cavanaugh and Thurlow Lawrence. Before that, we were on the shores of Avalon with Sam Lennon in 1929. And we started the show with Ben Burney and All the Lads recording in Chicago on September 5, 1927, in Swanee Shore, written by Sidney Mitchell, not to be confused with Take Me to That Swanee Shore, written by Louis F. Muir and L. Wolf Gilbert. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week's show featured songs by Dana Suisse, and I mentioned her 1928 composition, Syncopated Love Song, which, with lyrics by Leo Robin, became the hit Have You Forgotten? Well, here's a set of syncopated songs, beginning with Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra.
Thank you. Of the congregation, kindly lend your ear. Brethren and sister, hear some information. Satan will soon be here. You sinners all beware, there's brimstone in the air. Here comes that old man devil, there ain't no time to pray. So come on, you sinners, syncopate your sins away. Lordy, 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 he's got a great big pitchfork. It ain't for pitching hay. So come on, you sinners, syncopate your sins away. Do a high-dee-high and a ho-dee-ho, this ain't no parlor game. We gotta make that devil go, back from whence he came. Oh, listen to the old man rhythm. He's gonna save the day. So come on, you sinners, syncopate your sins away. A hidey high and a holdy ho, this ain't no parlor game. We gotta make that devil man go back from whence he came. Oh, listen to the old man rhythm, he's gonna save the day. So come on, you sinners, syncopate your sins away.
We started that syncopated set with Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra, credited on the label of that Jewel 78 as Roy Carlson's Dance Orchestra, and Syncopated Jamboree from April 1st, 1930. Irving Kaufman performed the vocal, and Syncopated Jamboree was written by John Smith. Next, it was George E. Lee and his Novelty Singing Orchestra and Down Home Syncopated Blues. The vocal on that 1927 recording was by George E. Lee and his sister, Julia Lee, who is best remembered for her recordings of blues, ballads, and popular songs for Capitol in the 1940s. Vocalist and multi-instrumentalist George E. Lee was Benny Moten's chief rival in Kansas City, but he made only 8 sides, 2 of which were on the Merritt label. The Merritt record label was created by Winston Holmes, and the records were recorded and sold at his music store on East 18th Street in Kansas City. Next, it was the Duke Ellington Orchestra as the Harlem Footwarmers and Syncopated Shuffle from November 20, 1929. We finished up that syncopated set with Chick Bullock's Levee Loungers and Syncopate Your Sins Away, recorded July 12, 1932.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Earlier I mentioned the Dana Suisse song, Have You Forgotten? I'm not going to play that, but I do have a set of other forgotten songs, beginning with Ben Sullivan and his orchestra.
Waikiki. forgotten now, the trouble and the pride, forgotten every word I said, forgotten every tear you shed. We're still in love. It's all forgiven now, we're back in lover's lane, and though we wandered from our way, the corner's turned and we can say we're still in love. For you and I and everybody must learn to give and take. We'll find, like everybody, it's worth it for happiness' sake. It's all forgotten now, we're happy once again, our troubles gone beyond recall, and making up is best of all. We're still in love.
Soft enough, and we were in love enough on that never to be forgotten night. Your eyes just were bright enough, your arms held me tight enough, your lips just were close enough on that never to be forgotten night. I knew I didn't need a stimulant, no, honey. My heart told me what I was doing, sure enough. The very room was full of sentiment. It lent a spice to all the wooing. The lights were just low enough. The time and place was just right. When you gave me your heart on a never to be forgotten, never to be forgotten night.
Thomas Fats Waller in his rhythm, and That Never-to-be-Forgotten Night from February 1, 1936. Charlie Tobias wrote the lyrics and Sammy Fain the music. Before that, it was Al Boley with Ray Noble in his orchestra, July 11, 1934, and It's All Forgotten Now, which is heard in the soundtrack to Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. We began that forgotten set with a little more up-tempo number, Why Have You Forgotten Waikiki? That was Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Eddie Walters playing ukulele and providing the vocal on July 7, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at shamrockradio.com and at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week I played O.G. Say G, You Oughta See My G.G. from the Fiji Isle by Billy Murray, and I thought, gee, I wonder what other songs there are that have G in the title. Well, there are at least four, and here they are.
Thank you. And I've got a cat, and I've got a cozy little sweet little rosy little place for your hat. Gee, but I'd like to make you happy. I've got a ring, just look at it shine, and I know a finger where this ring ought to linger. Won't you say you'll be mine? Gee, but I'd like to make you happy. You know I like to do what you like to do. Our love will be so strong. Anything that you say, you'll get your way. That's why we'll always get along. I'll live for you, and you'll live for me. We'll share joy and pain together, laugh at the rainy weather if you'll agree. Gee, but I'd like to make you happy.
I get groggy at the knees, gee, it must be love. I get shivers up my spine at the thought she might be mine. It affects my head like wine, gee, it must be love. I hear bells a-ringing, I see vision so clear. I hear birdies singing when the birdies are near. I can't see the sunny skies, cause there's spots before my eyes. I can't breathe, I just heave sighs. Gee, it must be love. Thank you.
Bernie Cummins and his orchestra recording for Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana on May 19, 1924, and Jiminy G. Before that was Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Band with the vocal by Sam Brown and Gee, It Must Be Love. That was recorded on May 2, 1930. Gee, It Must Be Love was preceded by Lloyd Huntley and his Isle O' Blues Orchestra and Gee, But I'd Like to Make You Happy. Lloyd Huntley made 15 sides for Brunswick in the year from November 1929 to October of 1930. Vocalists included Floyd Rock, Elmo Tanner, and Frank Silvano, but the vocalist on Gee, But I'd Like to Make You Happy from their last recording session is unidentified. We began with a song which you hear quite often as background in promos for this show, Oh Gee, Oh Joy. That was Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians on January 26, 1928. The vocal trio was Bob Treister, Sam Brown, and Harry Shackelford. Oh Gee, Oh Joy was written by George and Ira Gershwin and P.G. Woodhouse and is from the show Rosalie.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off This Week in Recording History is Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Thank you.
Come put your arms around me, sweet thing. Just say you're glad you found me. Hold me, fold me, close in your arms. Tease me, squeeze me, thrill me with your wonderful charm. Sweet thing, I've loads of real affection saved up all for you, too. Sweet thing, sweet thing, you put the sweet in sweetness. You're just a sweet, sweet thing.
Seemed to be a little closer when you smiled for me on the night when you gave me your love by the sycamore tree. There we drew a lot of pretty pictures, babies on my knee, maybe one, two, or three, or four down by the sycamore tree. Sweetheart, keep on dreaming as you did before. We found love by dreaming. Tell me who could ask for more. We will be a lucky pair of lovers. Honey, can't you see? In a cute little 2x4 down by the sycamore tree.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra and Toby, recorded December 13, 1932. Next, it was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, December 13, 1926, and Sweet Thing. Sweet Thing was written by Gus Kahn and Joseph Williams and was sung there by June Cole. We finished up with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra and By the Sycamore Tree from December 9, 1931. By the Sycamore Tree was written by Pete Wendling and Haven Gillespie and was sung there by Tony Sacco, who played guitar and banjo in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.